What's it like to be back in the locker room, back in the practice field, getting things turned around?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, after the bye week, took a little time, you know, to heal up. I had an ankle for me. I'm 100% now. And just, you know, just coming back and just focusing on what we need to focus on, you know. Me, personally, you know, just me just focusing on, you know, catching the ball, looking the ball in, and just going out there and just being the best teammate I can possibly be.
Obviously, the guys talked about last time. Obviously, week three, you guys took it to them, but this is a totally different team. What's the mindset now going to Tampa?
You know, Tampa's a great team. They beat Pittsburgh right after we whooped them. They went down there and whooped Pittsburgh. The mindset going into this game is, I mean, it's anybody's game. You know, we just got to come to play. The first season is over with. This is the second season. We got to, you know, create a new identity for ourselves.
As bad as the first half of the season went, you guys are still only two games out of first place. Does that give you more momentum knowing we just need to take care of things?
We just have to be, you know, positive here. It does. But at the same time, we just got to be positive and you know, just keep working. We're going to try to go out here and win all these games. All eight games we have left, we're going to try to go win. You know, I mean, yeah, it's two games, but, you know, we're taking it one game at a time. But our mindset is win all eight.
Talk about the leadership in this locker room with some of the national media saying there is a lack of leadership in here.
No, we have great leadership. You know, we just been missing here and there. It is the NFL, you know. These guys are the best of the best at what they do, you know. And unfortunately, we've been on the receiving end, you know, with, you know, not making those plays in those certain situations that we supposed to make. We hit and miss, and no rhythm. And the other guys, you know, they've been taking advantage of it and obviously coming out with the victory over us. So we just got to keep working. We're the best at what we do, you know, and we got to believe that here. We all talented. We just got to put it together.
Have you seen the mindset and the attitude? I mean, from week one till now, staying the same and don't anticipate the change?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's staying positive. You know, everybody's going to say something. Of course, you're going to have critics. People are going to talk down on you. You know, it's always going to be like that. Whether we was, you know, 8-0 right now, people are going to still talk about, oh, they're going to lose the game. You know, it just goes like that. But we just got to stay positive here in this locker room and just keep working.
How do you put the screen pass play behind you as y'all move forward? I know that was probably tough dealing with that over the bye week.
I mean, you know, it's part of the game. You know, I mean, the player I am, I mean, if I drop a ball, keep throwing. I promise you I'll make more plays than I drop or make a mistake, you know. That's the first half of the season. This is the second half of the season. You know, I got to focus on what I can do in this game now. That's past and gone.
Julio, you had some success against them the first time around. You had a long touchdown and everything like that. They don't change things up too much. I mean, you feel like you get some of those same things going?
Like I said, it's just rhythm. As far as the offense side of the ball with us is rhythm. You know, we got to go out there with rhythm and keep hitting those plays. We was in a great rhythm when we first played them. I made several plays, but a lot of other guys stepped up and made plays as well in that game.
Talk about fast starts, and y'all have come out starting off fast in games, but something happens in the second half. How do you continue the momentum from the first half and carry it over to finish games?
Yeah, we just got to continue to keep practicing those. That way, you know, even at practice, you know, we kind of sped up the tempo just throughout the whole day, you know, up tempo. So when the second half come along, you know, guys still have energy and, you know, still being able to make those plays in the second half of the game.
Did the players have this change in the practice schedule coach was talking to us about? Better for y'all?
It is. It's better for us. And it's game time situations. You know, you can't really think in a game. You know, you just got to get up and go. And that's what we're doing now at practice. You know, it's more get up and go and making sure everybody's in shape, you know, like I said, to finish games.